Every year, thousands of people go to New York's Radio City Music Hall to see the high-kicking Rockettes in their annual Christmas spectacular. Five touring companies also take a version of the show to cities across the country. But that long-standing tradition is colliding with another holiday favorite. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports that some local Nutcracker ballets are feeling kicked aside by the world-famous Rockettes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the world-famous Radio City Rockettes!
36 dancers, all between 5'6 and 5'10, with long Barbie doll legs, move in perfect unison. To call it precision dance is an understatement. On stage, the Radio City Rockettes look like one. Even their own parents can't find them in the line. One of the Rockettes' most popular numbers is the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, a dance that goes back to 1933. Dressed in crisp white pants, bright red jackets, and tall black hats, the Rockettes march in military-style formations.
It's precision at its best.
Tamlin Brooke Schusterman has been a Rockette for 4 years.
All of the dancers are completely identical. There's a lot of mathematics, lines, and formations. And it's a challenge and an honor to learn that particular number as a Rockette, because you know for generations and generations women have been holding a certain standard, and there's no other group in the world that does a number like this. And audiences always mention Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
In the last half of the 80s, we realized that the show was growing so much here in New York. And people were saying, how come you can't bring the show to us?
Howard Collins is executive producer of the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. He's worked with the Rockettes for more than 20 years. He's also married to a Rockette whose sister and mother were Rockettes and whose father played in the orchestra. Collins says 10 years ago, they decided to try touring the show. First stop, Branson, Missouri.
And we said, this is a great place to try it because it's the heartland of the country. And if anybody's going to like it, it'll be the people that go to Branson, Missouri. And sure enough, it was a phenomenal success. We tried some other cities over the years. We're in Chicago and Detroit. We've been in Los Angeles, Mexico City, Atlanta, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
And last year, Minneapolis. One of the Rockettes' touring companies performed its Christmas show at the Orpheum, the largest theater downtown. But the local ballet's Nutcracker was also scheduled to perform there, until they got a call from the theater's management.
Saying that they wanted us to move not only our dates, but our theater, because they had the opportunity of presenting the Radio City Rockettes.
Donna Bachman is spokesperson for the Minnesota Dance Theater, the company that's put on the Nutcracker in Minneapolis for 39 years. She says ticket sales were down last year. Even worse, they moved to a smaller theater right across the street from the Rockettes.
It was also discouraging because they pulled a lot of media coverage, both TV, radio, television. It seemed like every time we turned around, there was another article about what the Rockettes were doing while they were in town, and we didn't even get a review in the local paper.
Minnesota Dance Theater isn't the only ballet company affected by the Rockettes' popularity. In Phoenix, ticket sales to Ballet Arizona's Nutcracker were down 20% last year when the Rockettes performed there. Arizona relies on its Nutcracker for a quarter of its annual budget. The Boston Ballet needs to find a new home for its Nutcracker next year after being kicked out by the Wang Center for the Performing Arts. And while the Wang Center has not officially announced that it'll be replaced by the Rockettes, they are considering it. The Wang Center is also home to other nonprofits, like the Boston Lyric Opera and Shakespeare in the Park. CEO Joe Spalding says big blockbuster shows like Riverdance, Phantom of the Opera, and possibly Radio City help subsidize use of the stage by local nonprofits. But today, the competition among the blockbusters has stiffened, ever since multimedia giant Clear Channel started running a handful of Boston theaters. While the Wang Center remains committed to the Boston Ballet, Spalding says they have to make better use of the lucrative holiday season.
In the case of our ballet, in just over the last 5 years, we've invested well over $5 million. And it just wasn't feeling like we were going someplace with that, and we wanted to make a change there. Now, we are going to and are in the middle of still negotiating with Boston Ballet for their subscription series, and then hopefully we will be in a situation where we think Nutcracker should be done every other year.
This battle between the Rockettes and the Nutcracker seems like a case of one beloved warhorse taking on another. But Radio City's Howard Collins says the Rockettes are not out to harm any ballet company.
A ballet company is a true arts institution, and of course we're a commercial one. It doesn't mean we can't coexist. I think it's just important for each local market to come out and support their arts institutions. So wherever there's controversy, I hope that's what comes out of this, is the ability for those institutions to increase their visibility and to thrive.
That's exactly what's happening in Boston. The controversy is getting a lot of press, and ticket sales for the Nutcracker are better than they've been in 5 years. Valerie Wilder is executive director of the Boston Ballet. She says ballet companies, Boston included, need to stop relying so heavily on their Nutcrackers to fund other activities.
It's just a much more competitive environment now, because if it's not the Rockettes, it'll be the Lion King, it'll be Beauty and the Beast, it'll be all of those things. Cirque du Soleil could put up a tent. You know, there was a time when Nutcracker was almost the only game in town for most of us, and we ruled the holiday season market, and that just is no longer the case, and so that's something we're going to have to be aware of and adjust for over time.
The Radio City Rockettes are in 8 cities this holiday season. They're skipping Minneapolis this year, and sales to that Nutcracker are strong again. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.